live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour of the show, going to rehash a topic that I don't feel has really been hashed out quite enough yet tonight, and that is that Mark has been extra super critical this evening of people who have chosen to risk and spend time in jail as a result of doing the activism that they have selected to do for themselves.
I agreed with Sam that when someone goes to jail, that they need to have a point and a purpose. That's what I was doing.
What you were suggesting is some people don't have a point and a purpose.
Seems that way sometimes.
And I see why you're saying that, but I think that you don't know what their point is and their purpose is, because maybe you just haven't asked them what their point or purpose is. Clearly, they had a reason that was
important.
Lots
of different people.
Clearly, they had a reason that was important enough to them that they were willing to risk going to jail for whatever their activism was, whether it was a right to travel, in the case of Lauren or Russell, whether it was me with the couch in the yard and the property rights situation. And everybody who's sitting on the outside can say, well, I don't think you died on the right hill there. And I'm not saying you're saying
but
that,
but they're
Mark.
Not dying on hills. In the case
they're
of...
They're not dying. It's an expression.
But they're not even coming close. In the case of Russell Canning, I believe he's just taken, like, community service or something and then not doing it. And that's not dying on the hill. That's like skulking off into the night.
No, he hasn't gone to jail for not doing community service.
Okay, I can't remember all of it, but I remember that he didn't do community service and then went back, and then they gave him an opportunity to do some more. I don't know.
I understand, Mark, that it's easy to critique the activists that decide that they're ready to go to jail for whatever their issue that they feel is most important. And that's fine. People that are in that position, I was one of them, we're going to have people critiquing us. There are always going to be people saying, well, you didn't do it right. Well, you didn't do the way I would have done it. Well, you should do it this way and this way and this way. Great. I thank you for your critique. I did it my way. Now you can come here and show us how it's done. Oh, I'm not going to go to jail. It's not worth it. Well, that's fine. For you, if it's not worth it, that's great. But for everybody
but that's
who
what I'm seeing from people who make deals. I'm seeing it's not worth it.
Wait, you're saying it's not worth it from your perspective.
But that's what it's looking like from the outside, that whatever it is that they went to jail for wasn't worth staying there for whatever, you know, to see it through to the end.
For them, I'm telling you, it was worth it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. If it wasn't worth their while to do the things they did, they would have gone and bowed down and followed whatever absurd, arbitrary
rules. In a lot of cases,
they
had to in order to get out. They bowed down anyway.
Well, yeah, but still, I would still support anybody who just to follow what they think is right, what they want to do, go as far as they want to go. And the fact is, I signed up for the Free State Project. Not everybody is going to understand every bit of activism. A lot of people don't get the driver's license.
I do not get the driver's license.
A lot of people in the Free State Project.
I vaguely get the driver's license.
So they don't understand that, and they think, oh, come on, we got to have a way to restrict drivers on the road and keep things safe and yada, yada. But the fact is, it was Lauren Canario getting arrested for some of her acts of civil disobedience that got me, pushed me over the edge and signed me up for the Free State Project. And as we're learning, we're all doing just, you know, as best we can. And as we get more people here, we're going to get more sophisticated and learn better methods that are going to become more effective and reach out to more people.
All I was saying, Sam, is I feel you did this right. Like, you did
know that other people
Ian, because, you know, the way that, you know, he had to bow down after 4 days. And
I didn't have to. Whoa. I didn't have to do anything, Mark.
You did.
The reason I did what I did, the reason I apologized to the judge on the video conference was because I had, I understood that I had people on the outside, including you, that were counting on me to be outside doing things rather than
be. You were here before you went in at the court when you had a perfect case. It was set up that you could have smashed it right over the net, but no, you want to go in there and I don't consent to your system, Your Honor, and you know, you wanted to do that bull crap, and you got smacked down, and you didn't have what it took to handle the smackdown, and now you want to yell at me about it.
I didn't have what it took?
Did you handle the smackdown?
Are you suggesting I didn't have what it took to stay in for 93 days? Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Apparently not.
You know, this is interesting. It's a complete turnaround from how you were when I got out of jail.
I was
after
glad
I got
you
out of
were
jail,
out.
You were appreciative of the fact that I went ahead and cut that short.
I am
you
glad.
Appreciated the
I am
fact
glad
that you didn't have to run this show.
You didn't do it.
You appreciated the fact that I was back here working affiliate relations for this program so you can put food on your family's table
yes,
at the
I am glad
at night march. And now you've turned into one of those people that says, well, Ian, you just didn't do it right. You just chickened out, etc., etc.
Doing it at all was doing it wrong, Ian, and I'm glad you didn't
Sorry,
follow
Mark,
a mistake
it was right
down the
for
toilet.
Me. It was right for me, Mark. At the time for me, knowing what I knew at that point, having heard what I had heard about the system and hearing all kinds of rumors about what one thing would work and what one thing didn't, I decided to try, as Sam was saying, we're experimenting here, okay? Actually, we're experimenting. You aren't doing jack as far as this particular area is concerned.
Oh, well, I'm not here for civil disobedience,
so
man.
So I went into that courtroom and I tried a particular approach, and it didn't have the effect that I had hoped that it would have. And you're right, I went to jail for it, and I was willing to go to jail for it, and you're critiquing me for my willingness to go to jail.
Yes, I'm critiquing you for, A, throwing away a beautiful case that you had the
Throwing motor, away a case.
That you had the city of Keene over a barrel
I didn't have
if
a
you
case,
wanted to.
Mark.
You did. We had discussed it the night before.
I was going to go in and non-cooperate, and that's what
and
I did.
You didn't cooperate, and you know,
and I showed
and,
the
and they
I
have a place for people like
and
that.
I showed
and
people,
you found it.
And I showed people that that it's a tyrannical system, and this judge lost control, and we got some great footage out of it. And I decided that the right thing for me to do in my situation with a lady that I care very much about at home, who is very concerned about me, sitting out there waiting for me to get out, I figured it would be better off if I would get out and continue doing what I was doing. Sam chose otherwise. Sam chose that he would be better off to stay in there. And I think that, and you know, in the cases of Russell or Lauren or all those who've come before, some have stayed in longer than others, they all made the right choice for them. And
I can't speak for those people and what choices they chose to make for themselves. I don't know, but I do feel that, A, if you wanted to do civil disobedience that involved going to jail and taking some, you know, taking a case to the door like Sam's doing and turning it back around on them, that it's been made harder by people who have made deals, and it has been made also harder by people who have not shown up for court when they were supposed to show up for court, because Sam was off what, the first time, a $10,000 bond for failure to cooperate or disorderly conduct? I mean, some ridiculous sum of money.
Go ahead, put it all on our backs, Mark. It's all our fault how they treated
Sam. I'm just saying that... Hey, look, actions have consequences. You're saying that all the good things, you know, the people being attracted here, you're claiming all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You need to claim the bad, too.
I don't think it's bad.
If you do it wrong, you need to look at it and so that you could do it right in the future.
Everything that Burke did was so over the top, it's only going to help in the civil action that I bring. And that's one of the reasons that we decided not to... file a, not a demur, but a motion to recuse him, from the case.
So,
because I knew he was going to do these outrageous things, and I knew he would put stupid things in his orders back to us just out of spite and out of his little
it's looking
his
that way,
temper.
Yeah, you've really got him.
And so now they're in even bigger trouble because of what Ian's done, because of the contempt that they hold for free staters who would dare stand up to them and challenge their system.
Right. When people don't cooperate with them, of course it's going to make them angry, and of course they're going to lash out. But what did you expect to happen, Mark? This isn't going to be a walk in the park. We're not the people that have moved to this particular area of New Hampshire.
I expect the libertarians to move to one state and to you know get elected to positions.
Well,
and
sorry, you were wrong. You know. That's happening too. It's happening right now, and as far as the ones that are willing to do civil disobedience and engage in non-cooperation, you should now understand that there are going to be some ramifications for that, and if it makes it harder in the future from your perspective to get things done, then I'm sorry. For me, it's making things easier because we're bringing more activists here, and having those numbers is what's going to turn it around on both the non-cooperation front and the political front, as Johnson pointed out. If we've got enough people, if we've got 100 people that are willing to non-cooperate, that's 100 people that can swing an election as well at the same time. So all of this, I think, has been overly positive, positive situations. Whether somebody stayed in for 3 days or whether they stayed in for 3 years, it is all, I think, in the wash. It's going to be good for liberty.
I don't doubt that there are active people that have heard about this story and were attracted to the Free State Project who don't agree with civil disobedience but are going to get involved in the political side anyway.
Sure. 1-800-259-9231. We're writing the history right now, Mark. We are creating the history. The history will be whoever writes the history down. I mean, whether it be a statist or one of our people, just depends on who's doing the writing. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Martin. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Join Paul Kitchener, author of More of the Deadliest Man Who Ever Lived, as he discusses some of the world's greatest warriors deadliest men, pardon me, I thought of Paul was talking about himself there, the deadliest men who ever lived. He discusses the world's greatest warriors and what made them so deadly at paladinpodcast.com. You can also listen to other authors such as Lauren Christensen and sniping expert John Plaster talk about their latest titles. Visit Paladin Press, where you can browse more than 800 books and videos on self-defense, sniping, firearms, and more. It's paladinpress.com, but it's paladinpodcast.com for the podcasts.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Troy is in California. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Troy or Tony?
Tony.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's written as Troy.
I wasn't expecting to get on the phone so quick.
What is your
really
name?
Sorry about that. I wasn't really prepared.
Are you Troy or are you Tony?
I'm Tony.
You're Tony. Okay, Tony, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know who I am. I think you know my voice. I don't know.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Yeah, it's getting a little heated. And by the way, Sam, I'm really glad you're out of jail. I meant to write you a letter. I just have been working on stuff here so much. So I haven't heard the whole story. I'm sure I'll hear it on the podcast. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's getting a little heated there.
Well, yeah, it is getting heated because
I know you're mad.
Why is it? I mean, we've been talking about it for the last hour. Mark was basically saying no one has done it right until Sam. Everyone else who has gone to jail for their activism has done it wrong. Sam is the only one who's done it right. And I find that outrageous because I think everybody has done it right for them. And the way that they have done it for themselves has resulted in more people moving here to New Hampshire. And that is a good thing.
Well, I didn't say anything like that either.
Yeah, you said Mark, he was the one who did it right.
All I'm saying is,
he did it right.
Is during this time, we've got the police state coming at us from five ways from Sunday,
yes, sir.
And the tendency may be to want to turn next to your neighbor and say, "Oh, you're the reason that that this is all not going right."
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm saying.
Okay, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, suggesting that as the police state is rising, people may blame one another when they should be blaming the state, and certainly the blame does certainly belong with the aggressors. However, I think it's fair to blame one another, at least if you're someone who is not doing anything to stop the aggression. If you aren't even taking the action of talking about liberty to your friends and family, then you're not doing anything to stop the aggression. So yes, the aggressors are to blame for the actual aggression, but the American people who do absolutely nothing to stand up against the aggressors are to blame, because if the American people had the willingness to go to jail for not obeying and just looking at the absurd diktats being handed down by these so-called authorities, if they'd looked at these diktats, the first regulation that came down however many decades ago when the first regulation came down, the first tax, if they'd looked at those things and they'd said, "No, we're not going to cooperate, and what are you going to do about it?" then they would have stopped the government's growth right there dead in its tracks. But the reason why we have a $3 trillion federal government today, and who knows how many billion-dollar state governments around this country with all kinds of arbitrary rules, regulations, and things like that that have been imposed upon us and taxes and all that, is because the American people refuse to do anything at all. And because they are blaming one another or blaming whoever, you can spend all your time talking and blaming, but unless you're willing to actually do something, to refuse to obey, unless you're willing to take some action, at the very least, get involved in the political process. I know it's inefficient and it's kind of almost pointless. I'd say there's a point to it here in New Hampshire, more so than anywhere else, but people are at least doing something. Most Americans aren't doing anything, so they absolutely are to blame for what's happening today.
I think that you should run a candidacy or two if that's what you're interested in doing and being a candidate. You know, run it where you are and just get an idea of how
impossible it is.
Absolutely impossible it is.
And that's just it. But most people haven't even bothered to try that, so they still believe they can call their so-called representatives and change something.
Right.
They just don't know.
The representatives just don't care what you have to say.
Nor could they represent you anyway, even if they did care about what you have to say. And I'd like to give, just before we go on with the phone call.
But I think the guy was just really worried about us arguing back and forth. And the fact is, we argue on this show, Ian and I.
Sometimes, yeah. Actually, we'll continue with the calls. But then I want to play some audio from this footage over at Fox News. And rawstory.com has it, of a 72-year-old great-grandmother in Travis County, Texas. This old lady had the courage to stand up for herself. Now, she was given a nice tasering on the side of the road as a result of having
that. How old was she?
72 years old.
They tasered a 72-year-old
woman. They sure did.
Because they could, because the nightstick just wasn't going to be effective enough with it.
Because they can. Because we've gotten to the point that Americans are so docile and so obedient that these cops are used to being able to order anybody around. They'll say, get out of your car or put your hands up on top of your head, do five jumping jacks. They can order you to do whatever they want to do, and most Americans will go along with it because they understand that the taser is going to come out if they don't. And I want to get to the video, but let's go to John in New Hampshire first. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
John. Hi, guys. Pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Today, I got home from yoga class and got the news, and it's like...
John, are you talking right into your phone?
I threw him out in his jumpsuit.
Like, John, are you talking right into your phone? You're a little muffled.
Okay, yeah, I'll try that again. Yeah. I was like, get out of yoga class and heard the news of that Sam got kicked out of jail in an orange jumpsuit. Woo! And I was like... So now I'm listening, and I just want to say thank you to Sam, and with this conversation that's going on, I also want to say thank you to Mark, and thank you to Ian. You know, everybody's playing their part. Everybody's doing what they can do. It's all good, you know. Yeah. We're learning as we go along. You know, we do what we can do, and
we're
right
in
direction.
The meantime, we're all attracting other people that want to follow the same kind of path that we've each individually chosen. And as our numbers grow, we're going to become a force that will have to be reckoned with at some point.
Sam, we haven't done what the signers did and pledged our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor or anything like that. We haven't done that contractually or anything like that.
Right, but we're not looking to...
This is a tacit agreement, and it's funny because I just learned this word tacitile or something like that, and I had to look it up, and it had to do with tacit, which makes sense. That's kind of a New England thing. It's an unwritten agreement, and we're fitting in with that. We have an unwritten agreement. We're doing, each and every one of us are doing what we can do to move in the right direction, and you know what? You know, bless everybody who's trying, and those are sitting on the sidelines, they're watching, and... We're gonna be inspired by what's going on.
The political fathers, they were planning a violent revolution against the British. What we're talking about here is peaceful evolution. So you know, we don't need to do that.
I'm actually wearing a jacket because it's a bit cool up here tonight, folks. By the way, if you can't take the cold, don't come to New Hampshire because you know we're freezing up here in the spring. I'm kidding, of course. Yeah, but I have a jacket on. It's the New England Revolution, and I'm thinking of actually taking a marker and or whatever, some fabric paint. And get the hour off of there because
New England evolution, I like it. Yes. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you. And you're right. Everybody's doing what they think is best, whether it's working within the system or doing non-cooperation, doing market-based activism, doing media. Here, we're doing what it takes. And what it takes is going to involve making mistakes and learning what works and learning what doesn't, learning what works better than other things and other approaches. 800-259-9231. This old lady, 72 years old, was tasered. Did she make a mistake by disobeying?
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and those include archives going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. I use Unicure hair and skin conditioner, and it's been great for me. All that other stuff that's come out is, you know, it doesn't have the purity. It doesn't have that greaseless feeling that Unicure does. It isn't fragrance or dye free. Unicure has been being sold to Top Salon since 1973. Now it's available to you. Call 888-UNICURE or unicure.com. That's 888-UNICURE, unicure.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. I want to share some audio here from a video over at Fox News. RawStory.com is hosting this clip of a 72-year-old great-grandmother in Travis County, Texas, after Catherine Winkfine, after Catherine Winkfine was stopped for driving 15 miles over the speed limit in a construction zone, she disobeyed an order to sign the speeding ticket, used profane language, and became violent. They say the officer who tased her and took her to be booked for resisting arrest was completely justified.
Of course.
However, Winkfine says that's a lie, and the video appears to back her up. It shows Constable Richard McCain screaming, "Get over here now!" Winkfine replies, "Give the ticket to me and I'll sign it." Instead, the officer reaches out and pushes her, and she starts complaining. "Oh, you're going to shove me? You're going to shove a 72-year-old woman?" Then
She gets tased. Let me play the audio here from the...
High drama on the Texas highway, caught on tape, and it ends with a 72-year-old great-grandmother being tasered. Watch this. Police say it started when she refused to sign a speeding ticket and started to disobeying officers. So they tased her.
Oh, boy. Give it to me, I'll sign it.
So it gets worse at this point, but obviously this cop is off his rocker. He's dealing with a diminutive 72-year-old woman. If you take a look at the video, you can see he stands at least a full head length above her. Is a very large, imposing officer, a tiny little lady.
Protecting and serving.
Who has said she's clearly willing to sign the darn ticket. And even if she wasn't willing to sign the ticket, does that mean that you should be tased? It's just a piece of paper. It's not like your signature is going to stop them from creating a trial date or going through their process. They don't need your signature to force their ticket upon you. Let's continue here.
She was squared off with them. Police say the women continued to ignore orders, so they took action. I am saying,
so that's about it. So you could hear a 72-year-old woman screaming, and this rude jackball police officer yelling at her to obey or else. You will obey me. Everything I say, you must do, or I will inflict pain upon you. This is called pain compliance, and it wasn't the original intent behind the reason why the taser was introduced to police departments. The original intent was, as I understood it at least, was to essentially give the police another so-called non-lethal, though plenty of people have died from heart conditions by being tased, but a so-called non-lethal option to help deal with a situation where they otherwise might have had to use lethal force on someone to try to keep people alive was the intent here. But it has shifted into essentially a glorified cattle prod to where whatever the police say, you will do or they're going to hurt you.
Yeah, I do think it gets overused. I'm not of the opinion that the taser was meant to replace the gun, but instead the billy club, which I do find it more humane than the billy club. The billy club can be employed, to drastically break bones, hurt people for longer, and it killed people too. But I think that it gets employed more because it's less brutal than the billy club. It gets employed less more often than the billy club. And
it's also very effective. I mean, when you get I've never had a tase happen for longer than a fraction of a second, but I've felt it briefly, and it is not a pleasant feeling. I can only imagine how awful it would be to have two barbs stuck into your chest and having that however many thousands of volts going through your body at that time. And, of course, it's just awful seeing video after video of various different people, not just old ladies, but young people and middle-aged people. All kinds of folks have been victimized by these police officers. They were not being dangerous. All they were doing was just disobeying the orders. And we've gotten to this situation where the police believe that this is okay. And when, indeed, something like this happens, as has happened in this story, after they investigate, they find that, hey, this is completely by the book. That old lady should have done everything that cop demanded, including collating him if that's what he wanted.
Yeah, so this must be what people want out there, is for police to treat us like animals, for people to be tasered like this on the side of the road who are really obviously no threat. Is that the case, or is it that maybe you're just scared that they've gotten so dangerous and such an oppressive force out there that you don't know how to stand up to them anymore?
Right.
And that's why you can come to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project and actually do something about it.
Because who wants to stand up against this? This is scary. I mean, these people are frightening, and I don't blame people for wanting to just fly below the radar. That's what I did when I lived down in Florida.
Me too.
Toward the end, you didn't, but when I was down in Florida, I was flying below the radar because I knew that if I stuck my head up and started doing the kind of activism I wanted to do, that I could be very easily targeted, and there'd be very little that I could do about it because I didn't have anybody backing me up to help me out in the event that that something awful were to happen like this. Clearly, this lady's getting national attention, so that might change the way the police behave themselves. But at this point, they're still saying, well, we were in the right. Our officer did the right thing here.
That's all they know how to say at this point. You know, I mean,
right.
They really don't. They don't have anything laid down for cops to do the wrong thing. At some point or another, I guess they've charged a few here and there, but it's very, very, very rare, and usually not in instances like this.
But it's more likely they'll fire this guy or suspend him or something and then rehire him in a few months once the storm's blown over.
If something really does happen, it's going to happen in a court of law 5, 6, 7 years from now, because the cops will never admit that they did something wrong. That's not their policy. That's not the way they approach things.
Being in the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Right. If this cop broke the law in the way he treated this 72-year-old woman, they will not arrest him because that's not how they run things. One of their taskmasters can't be wrong, otherwise their whole system would fall apart.
Well, their authority comes into question at that point, and that's what they depend on for everything that they do, is the people's perception of their authority being absolute. And when
legitimate,
that falls
legitimate,
into question, their whole system just starts to crumble and fall apart.
And that's one of the keys to, I think, what's going to help us succeed here in New Hampshire, is that people that are taking action like you, Sam, that are willing to non-cooperate,
we're not under their spell.
Well, right. Whether you go all the way or not, just refusing in the very beginning, even if you just refuse them once in the very beginning and then you cave in later, just having people initially refuse is going to be enough to show them, oh, crap, it's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. Something has changed here with these people. They're not being docile. They're not being obedient. They're not being the pathetic sheep we want them to be, because if people start to refuse to obey, if they start to refuse to sign tickets, if they begin to say, no, I'm not going to go get a permit to put a new addition on my house. I'm not going to go and jump through your hoops. I'm not going to get a permit to gather together and have a public event and a public place as they demanded that we do with Freedom Fest. Well, what happened with that? Well, just as an example of a simple example of somebody who had the courage to say, I'm not obeying you, with the Freedom Fest here in Keene, Free Keene Fest as it's now being called. They came and they threatened us last year, and they said, you either move over to this area or we're going to break this up and arrest you. All right, people did what they said. Most people did what they said. But the next time, they realized that they shouldn't have given the ground, and the activists decided that they weren't going to give ground next time, and they talked about how they weren't going to give ground next time, and the cops didn't even show up the time after that because the organizer was willing to go at it again and face another possible arrest. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site we give to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You can buy used items, brand new, whatever it is that you order, you can feel good because a cut will go to Free Talk Live if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. And you know what? Honestly, we hadn't really been pushing CD Evolution that much during the time that you were in there, and I apologize. Probably should have been pushing it more. But now it's a good time to mention it because Sam is out of jail, but he's not going to be the last person to see the inside of a jail cell up here in New Hampshire. I can predict that much. I mean, besides that, we know that our friend Andrew Carroll is still in that very same jail for possessing marijuana. And, of course, we'll update you on his situation as we know more. I sent Andrew, by the way, a piece of mail with my landline phone number in it, and I haven't heard from him yet. So I know he's got access to a phone. Maybe he just hasn't gotten his mail yet, or maybe he doesn't feel like calling. Maybe he's having that much fun. But either way, there are going to be more activists going to jail, and so they're going to need your help, and you can help them. Even if you aren't here in New Hampshire, there are things that you can do. I mean, some of the things that were very helpful to you, Sam, while you were sitting in jail for nearly 2 months on the most nonsensical charges, were the fact that people around the world were sending you mail.
Yes.
And thanks to Mike Barsky from mail-2-jail.com, one of the most useful activist websites to come out of this movement. He takes people's submissions from his website, prints them out, puts them in envelopes, puts stamps on them from his own money, which he'll accept your donations too, but does all of this all on his own and sends out. Would you say that like 90%+ of the mail you received came through mail to jail?
About 80, yeah.
80% of the mail.
And we're talking hundreds of letters.
Gosh, is really significant. Yeah. I mean, so Mike Barsky is one of the most. I think it was a real innovative thing that he did there. So you don't have to be here in New Hampshire to have an effect on helping the New Hampshire-based liberty activists. You can be somewhere else. You can be doing your family thing and your job, wherever it is that you are, for whatever reason you're there. And you can still send letters to these guys that are in jail. You can send a letter to Andrew that will probably be getting out within a few days. You can send a letter to any of these folks, and that's one way to help. Another way is to get behind with finances, get behind with a few bucks the organizations that you support the most. So you know, send a few bucks to CD Evolution, which is cdevolution.org. It's a website that we set up to essentially fund or to help give these activists some support, whether it's through hiring somebody to represent them or whether it's bringing somebody in to take care of their cat while they're in jail. It's an organization that's just in it's still in the very beginning stages. It's yet to really flesh out. But at this point, I think the CD Evolution Fund has come in handy as far as getting some money to Ivy, who was helping you out for a period of time. Now she's in jail, so hopefully it'll go to help her out as well. But CDEvolution.org is a place people can go to get behind the civil disobedience movement without actually having to engage in the civil disobedience themselves. Because as much as we might like for everyone to say no to government at some level, it's not likely that most people are going to go as far as you did, Sam, or even as far as I might have gone, or as some others have gone. It's just not likely. So having some people contribute to their efforts financially is an incredible help.
It absolutely was. That's what when Ivy showed up that first day, that's what gave me hope. You know, I was feeling like pretty isolated, alone, like forgotten about. You know, I wasn't getting mail delivered, and you know, it was tough. That was some of the hardest times. And when she came in the first day and said, you know, okay, here's what we're facing, here's our game plan, it just turned everything around. It brought my mood back, and I was like, all right, I can do this. Let's stick it out and see.
And
where
she was
it
being
goes.
Funded by the CD Evolution Fund.
Yep, absolutely.
So cdevolution.org, and you can donate directly there. Or if you need some computer parts, you can go to newegg.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Newegg through that link, sort of like with Amazon, but when you enter Newegg through that link, a percentage of your purchase through Newegg will go to CD Evolution. So if you've got some computer parts you got to order, that's the way to do it. Newegg.freetalklive.com. Benefits CD Evolution. Let's continue with your phone calls. Ken is on the line in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, welcome back, Sam. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
And I'll catch up to you guys tomorrow at the little Keen party for, you know, your homecoming deal.
Oh, that's right. We haven't mentioned it on the air. You can get the details at freekeen.com. But if you're in the New England area and you want to meet up with Sam and say welcome back, he's going to be at Armadillo's Burritos here in Keene. All the details are at freekeen.com. But it's going to be tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 o'clock. And I expect to probably be a pretty decent turnout.
I would think so.
So go ahead, Ken.
We had this Taproom Tuesday like slash party for you know, the whole seatbelt law that we kind of terminated, basically.
Yep.
And we had, I'd say, at least 120 people turn out for it.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing. And plus, like, there was like five brand new movers there, you know, like I met today. And then so General Dennis Goddard got up there with an impromptu speech, and you know, and he cut the cake, you know, it said live for your diet, obviously. And,
you know, I'd like to interject something here into this conversation about the seatbelt bill. For those that don't know, New Hampshire is the only state of the 50 states that does not have a mandatory adult seatbelt law. So you can ride around without your seatbelt on completely legally here in New Hampshire. And every 2 years, the status attempt to bring the seatbelt law to New Hampshire. They push it. They say, hey, we're going to get all kinds of federal money. We should have one of these laws, plus all the money from the tickets you can give out.
And this year, the Democrats were in charge, and they're just a little more nanny state than the Republicans are, at least in this state. I'm not saying that, you know, one's good or one's bad, but you know, that's the expectation was
it was,
this was
pass.
Going through. And believe me, people, it was going through. It was stopped teetering on the edge of the cliff by the efforts of activisms, not the least of which was Jason Osborne and his encyclical CAI.
Had the Free Staters not been involved in this, it's a no doubt kind of thing that it would have gone through, and New Hampshire would have a seatbelt law. But it was stopped. And one of the things I wanted to point out about the whole effort, and there were a variety of efforts, a multitude of various different efforts,
sure.
You know, calling the so-called representatives,
yep.
And lobbying and doing all of the political things. But there was one interesting thing that happened that I hope had a good effect. There's no way to measure it, obviously. But there was a pledge that was created. And I believe, Mark, you signed this pledge. I know I did. And a number of other activists did as well. And the pledge,
I went to the State House and made the pledge before that pledge went up.
That's,
I mean,
right.
I told the committee of the House committee that was in charge of passing this, I'm a firefighter. I'm not going to wear my seatbelt if you pass this.
Right, and that's actually you saying you're going to engage in civil disobedience, which is very unusual for you. And so you are willing to take that step into saying no, into saying, if you pass this law, you have my commitment that I will not obey it. And that's what people were saying to these government bureaucrats. Go ahead, pass this and see what happens. You're going to have people driving around when they pass the cops, even if they'd had their seatbelt on before, they're going to take their seatbelt off just so they can be around the cops and not have the seatbelt on. And then once they're given the ticket, they're not going to pay the ticket. And so what are you going to do? Start putting people in jail over the seatbelt issue? Because that's what would happen. If you don't pay the fines, there's a good chance you're going to go to jail. That's why our friend Andrew is in jail right now, because he didn't pay the marijuana, the $420 marijuana fine. So there were a number of people that had signed that petition. I don't know what the number was, but it's that kind of that stand, that powerful stand on principle to say, I am going to remain free. If you choose to put me in a jail cell, then you will incur costs. And eventually, they can't afford to incur too many costs putting that many people in
right.
jail.
This was intended to be a revenue generator, not to cost the state money.
Right. So it would have been counterproductive for them to start putting people in jail over this. And so knowing that there was going to be that kind of response may have been persuasive to those bureaucrats to say, crap, we're not going to get away with this. And so they didn't, and it stopped. And I'm sure it was a number of factors that put a stop to it. But you're saying, Ken, there was a tremendous turnout for a celebratory party as a result of that, with over 120 people coming and attending. And that's got to be a record number of people just for a short notice kind of party. It's not like it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum or something like that. That's a tremendous turnout. I don't even know where they parked.
Yeah, they're all up and down the street. It's kind of funny. It was raining, but I just wanted to add that it was likely, you know, the Democrats and, you know, the nannies' last chance, you know, to try to, or their best last chance to, you know, get their seatbelt bill in, you know, in place. Because in, you know, 2 years from now, when you know, the next time they can bring it up, we're going to have, you know, I would imagine lots more reinforcement.
So. Yeah, just think about the increase. I mean, Ken, you're one of the new movers. You just moved up within the last couple weeks. Think about the dramatic increase we've seen. I mean, here just in the Keene area, since I was arrested for the couch situation, we've had a doubling, at the very least, if not a tripling, of the amount of activists coming here. Sam, you said that while you were sitting in jail reading all of these hundreds of letters, you got at least 10 from people that told you that your activism has specifically encouraged them to move to the Keene area sooner. And so we're seeing more and more movers year after year just on a general track toward getting more activism here in New Hampshire. 2 years from now, it's going to be impossible for them to pass a seatbelt ban, especially if Free Staters start winning elections, as they'll have the opportunity to continue to win next year. You're right, in a grander fashion. Thank you, Ken, for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
Sam, welcome back. We'll have you on next week, providing the judge doesn't charge you with contempt of court or something and throw you back in the clink. See you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.